From Washington, this is VOA News. Talks to avert a military clash on the Korean Peninsula have adjourned until later Sunday. I'm David Byrd reporting. North and South Korean officials met into the early hours of Sunday in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. But a South Korean government spokesman said the talks had adjourned and would resume at 6 hours UTC on Sunday. The high-level meeting began Saturday at the Panmunjom Truce Village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action unless Seoul ended propaganda broadcasts into the communist north and removed banks of loudspeakers it has installed along the border. Even without concrete results, analysts say that the marathon session delayed any further military activity and has given the two Koreas added time to look for a peaceful end to the current crisis. 12 people died when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, three American contractors are among the dead.
Eyewitnesses and officials say that a NATO convoy was traveling through a residential area of the Afghan capital during late afternoon rush hour when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives packed car near it. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Makrorayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News.